What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate it. Listen, subscribe and follow the podcast. Of course, the YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there as we get set. I can't wait. Now the butterflies are coming. Now we're here, 2 days away on this Friday, from the Eagles and the Rams, the NFC divisional playoff at Lincoln Financial Field. Pre-game, by the way, we'll start at 1 on WIP and live on YouTube, and we'll also have countdown to kickoff starting at 12. Myself, Hugh Douglas, Dave Spadaro, live from the stadium as we get set for the game. You're coming out. Come on by to the Pepsi Plaza. Say hi. We'll be there getting you set for kickoff, 3 o'clock, NBC. And, of course, WIP with the Rams and the Eagles. I want to dive in today to the 5 matchups that I believe will decide the Eagles and the Rams on Sunday. And as I've said all week on the Midday Show, as I've said on this podcast, as I've written over in the email newsletter, I don't think this is going to be easy. I thought last week would be. I felt very good as the week progressed last week against the Green Bay Packers. That felt like a dead team walking. That felt like a team with no juice. This feels like the opposite to me. This is a hot, seasoned playoff quarterback. This is a defense that's gotten better and better as the year has gone on. They're a team that started off 1-4, and you do the math on it. I mean, they're 10-2 since their 11-4. With their 1-4 start to the season. I'm going to exclude the final game of the year where they sat everyone. The only games the Rams have lost in that time are to the Eagles and the Buffalo Bills in a shootout. It's been a good football team for a while now. I take the Rams seriously. All right, let's get to the 5 matchups that will decide Rams-Eagles. I'm going to start with Kellen Moore against Chris Shula, the Rams defensive coordinator. It's the second most famous coaching matchup in this game. I'll get to the other side in a couple minutes. But first, let's start here because I think this one is fascinating. So you have Kellen Moore with the Eagles. Last week, did not have a great game. I didn't think guys were open a lot. He did have the nice play that was designed with the check from Hurts to Goddard. There were some nice things in there. But I thought it was more vanilla game plan. Was that Hurts off the concussion? Was it AJ's injury? Was it the Packers know it was coming? I don't know. Now you have this week, Kellen Moore potentially distracted by his interviews, the Jaguars, the Saints, and the Dallas Cowboys. And look, I get it. He's got to take the interviews. He's trying to become a head coach. This is more on the NFL and the structure of how this whole thing works than him. But if the Eagles don't have a good offensive game on Sunday, you know what the conversation is going to be Monday. Where was Kellen Moore's head all week preparing for the Los Angeles Rams? And the reason I bring Chris Shula up is you have to prepare for Chris Shula. The Rams are the number one team in the NFL in terms of disguising and changing coverage after pre and post snap. No team does more disguise pre post snap than the Los Angeles Rams this season. They are designed to confuse you. I thought the game plan Chris Shula had to take down the Minnesota Vikings was brilliant on Monday night. His unit has not allowed even any more than 10 points in a game in a month. Again, excluding week 18 where they sat their starters. 9 points against the Minnesota Vikings last week, a team that had been an incredible offense for 95% of this season. They held everyone down the stretch of the season, including division games and a road game against the Jets, down to 10 or less points. This has been a really good defense as they got torched by Josh Allen on a December day, early in December. In Los Angeles. Since then, they've been really good. He's got this defensive line playing really well right now. And I know some people, when I brought it up this week, that they had 9 sacks against Minnesota, will say, well, Sam Darnold's a sack magnet. If you If your defense has 9 sacks in a playoff game, I'm taking notice. That's it. That's the bottom line. 9 sacks in a playoff game has only happened about a handful of times before Monday night. It is a rare event, and I will take notice of that. I think this Rams defense is much improved since the last time the Eagles played them, and they're going to be a problem on Sunday for a pass game right now that has been struggling. Kellen Moore has to dial it up. Jalen Hurts has to be ready, and they need to be prepared for this one because the Rams will be prepared for them. Kellen Moore versus Chris Shula. That is matchup number one that's going to decide this football game. Matchup number two, Sean McVay against Vic Fangio. As I wrote in the email newsletter the other day, you know, this has been billed as Fangio has owned McVay. That has been the interpretation. That has been the feeling because the biggest high-profile game the two of them faced each other, 2018 Rams at Chicago, it was a difficult night for the Rams. It put the blueprint out there for Bill Belichick to use in the Super Bowl to beat Jared Goff and Sean McVay. Here's the net, though. They faced off 5 times. Ironically, never as the head coach of each team, Denver and Los Angeles. That matchup didn't happen. But I went back and looked this week. 5 times McVay against Fangio faced off with both of them as the play callers on their respective sides. So I'm going to exclude McVay's early NFL time as an assistant tight end coach. I'm talking about when he became the offensive coordinator of Washington and then, of course, the head coach of Los Angeles Rams. And Fangio's time here spanned from defensive coordinator in San Francisco to what he became in Chicago to now, obviously, here with the Philadelphia Eagles. Here is the ledger with these two guys over the years. Vic Fangio against Sean McVay, okay? 2014, the Commanders and the 49ers. This was a win for Fangio. 213 yards, 2 for 13 on third down, 1 turnover for the Washington the Redskins at that point. 2015, win for McVay. 374 yards for Kirk Cousins, pass total yards. 275 net passing yards, 7 of 10 on third down. 2016, another win for McVay. He won back-to-back in this matchup here. 478 total yards, 8 of 13 on third down. 0 turnovers, 270 net passing yards. This may have been the day that really got McVay on the Rams' radar to become their next head coach. 2018, the one I referenced, the famous one, Sunday Night Football in the cold in Chicago. Goff struggled, the Rams struggled. They never really got up offensively the rest of the season. 214 total yards. 3 of 12 on third down, 4 turnovers, 162 net passing yards. And then the most recent one here, of course, 290 yards. The Eagles held the Rams to on Sunday night on November 24th. Third down conversions, 0 for 8 for the Rams, 1 turnover, 198 net passing yards. A win for Fangio. So the ledger is 3-2. Fangio over McVay. It's closer than something. McVay's had his moments in this particular matchup. Watch how McVay tries to exploit the Eagles' second linebacker. Whoever's in there, whether it be Jeremiah Trotter Jr. or Oren Burks, he knows Burks well from all the time in the NFC West against each other. How McVay tries to exploit the guy in front of Kobe Dean and how Fangio combats that. Could we see a guy like Cooper DeJean as a smaller, you know, nickel linebacker in there to cover Kyron Williams? Watch out for that one. McVay and Fangio, matchup number two that's going to decide this football game on Sunday afternoon. Number three is every player versus the elements. Look, the Eagles should have the advantage on Sunday in the cell, without question. They're the team from the Northeast. They're the team that gets to practice in it this week. Jalen Hurts is outside sleeveless last week, sleeveless this week, getting used to the cold. They just played a game. It was kind of cold, but not super cold. This week will be much different with some snow in the forecast as well. The Rams shouldn't be used to this. They're a dome team. They're a West Coast team. But everyone's got to deal with it. Jordan Mailata, I heard him yesterday talking about how he doesn't like the snow. He wishes it wasn't there. He's not a fan. But it should be the Eagles' advantage. Matthew Stafford in his career has struggled in the rain and the snow. He once went about 5 years without even playing in it. Matthew Stafford's been a stone dome quarterback his entire career, whether it be the Lions or now the Rams. He's from Texas, played at Georgia. He's been a warm weather dome quarterback his whole life. Even though he played in the NFC North, and there were some games, obviously, in Chicago and in Green Bay late in seasons, he either avoided those, was hurt for those, it was unseasonably warm, whatever. He doesn't have much snow experience. One, he does. Of course, we know the LeSean McCoy snow game, Eagles-Lions 2013, he didn't play well. You go to this year, 23 degrees at kickoff with the Jets in New York about a month ago. The Rams won 19-9, but not much because of Matthew Stafford. He had 110 passing yards. Not a great day. He has struggled mightily when it comes to the snow. Hop in the feed. I talked yesterday about how the snow could change everything about the game. Big advantage for the Eagles. But how everyone deals with the snow individually matters here. You know, a lot of these Eagles players play in the SEC as they rebuilt their football team. Some have been here a very long time, like Lane Johnson. He's not going to get bothered by the snow. He's, you know, in the cold. He's played forever in the NFL. But every young player needs to be able to mentally get ready for this their own way. It should be advantage Eagles. It better be by the end of Sunday if we're planning and talking about an NFC championship game. All right, that's matchup number three, every player versus the elements. All right, matchup number four is Sean Smith's crew versus composure. So Sean Smith and his ref crew, Sean Smith is here leading the referee crew on Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. He has not been the most favorable ref for the Eagles over time. He's been a ref for 10 years. A couple things to stand out to me. He was the ref and his crew ejected Chauncey Gardner-Johnson in Washington about a month ago. So keep that in mind. Last week, as I mentioned on the pod and on the midday show, the NFL sent a memo to every team reminding them of the point of emphasis with, you know, sportsmanship and taunting. The NFL doesn't want to do this, but they will. They'll throw players out of games. They don't want, with, you know, 50 million people watching on Sunday night, someone to do something that embarrasses the product and they let it go. They'll give you a personal foul. And if you have another one, you're out of the game. So that's a critical one. Sirianni's got to have his team composed, especially, and it's very likely that a call at some point in this game goes the wrong way. Sean Smith's crew is very favorable to the road team. In 10 years as a ref, every single year, the road team has won a higher percentage of games with Sean Smith's crew than the norm. Now, that could be, look, he may have been given a lot of road favorites over the years, and it was the likely outcome anyway. That you have to dive into week by week, game by game for 10 years. What I know is when it's a 10-year span, when the road team wins more than the home team, percentage-wise with his crew than other crews, it tells me something. My theory is he's not swayed by you or me or anybody else in the crowd. He is a call-it-down-the-middle ref, and he will not be swayed by the crowd. I thought Brad Allen was the opposite. I thought last week that opening kickoff, it was a little bit unclear. We give it to the Eagles, home crowd roars. They're not changing that. I mean, that's a different kind of crew. Brad Allen's crew favorable to home teams. Sean Smith favorable to road teams. We've had some bad history with Sean Smith last month down in Washington. There was also the Wentz playoff game against the Seahawks where he got knocked out. That was Sean Smith's crew. So I'm not expecting a favorable whistle on Sunday. Deal with it. That's the key for the Philadelphia Eagles, for Sirianni, for Carter, for CJ, GJ, all of them. Deal with it. Don't lose composure on Sunday with the referee is key number four. And key number five on Sunday, a matchup that will determine and decide the Eagles and the Rams is Joshua Cardy against Jake Elliott, the two kickers. I'm expecting a lower scoring football game. I am expecting a game that is more around 20-19, 21-20 than in the upper 20s. I don't believe this is going to be a big high-scoring game. I think Chris Shule has figured something out with the Rams' defense. I think the elements will kind of make the game slippery and not, you know, explosive plays will be a little bit harder to come by in the snow, even for a Saquon Barkley than on the turf of Los Angeles. So I think we're in for a much more lower-scoring game on both sides. The Eagles' defense, even without N'Kobe Dean, should be able to make enough plays. You could have turnovers. You could have a whole bunch of things. You're also going to have kicking issues. The elements are going to impact kicking. You know, not everyone's Adam Vinatieri in the snow game, you know, 20 years ago, 24 years ago, whatever it was, in New England. Not everybody is that, right? I guess it was 23 years ago. Not everybody's Adam Vinatieri kicking the kick of his life in the snow in a blizzard. It's going to be challenging. We know Jake Elliott's had issues the entire season. He nailed some field goals last week, but he missed an extra point. We also know that the kicker for the Los Angeles Rams, Joshua Cardy, has gotten himself really good lately. He hasn't missed a kick since they played the Eagles in late November. He's 15 of his last 15. Stanford kid, North Carolina. Not sure how much snow he's played in the past. But this is a game where I think a missed kick somewhere, a mistake somewhere, could be very, very costly. Cardi's been good. Elliott's been up and down. Elliott should have the advantage in his home stadium and kicking in cold weather because he's used to it. Cardy should not. The Eagles got to take advantage of the advantage there. But at the end of the game, if you come back to me and say, Joe, that kicker missed none out of two or three, and that kicker missed one out of two or three, that could decide this football game. I know the spread is 6.5. Vegas, the Lions, FanDuel doesn't think it's going to be that close. I do. I think we are headed for a very close game on Sunday. Kicking is going to play a huge, huge role in this. So the five matchups that are going to decide the Eagles and the Rams. Kellen Moore against Chris Shula. I need Moore's head in the right place. Sean McVay against Vic Fangio. How will McVay try to exploit the Eagles' injury with N'Kobe Dean? How will Fangio counter that? Every player versus the elements. We should have the advantage here with the Eagles, but and I heard Jordan Mailata yesterday. I said, you know, not everyone loves this stuff. Sean Smith's crew versus composure. This is not the most favorable ref assignment for the Philadelphia Eagles. They have to learn to deal with it and get through it. And then Joshua Cardi versus Jake Elliott, who is going to have the better day and the more efficient day and have the least missed kicks, is going to decide this game. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there.